hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now, to the Jewish mind, it's one thing to say your sons and daughters will prophesy, because in those days, they were just used to the prophet, the priest, and the kings being able to prophesy. You know, Jeremiah was a priest, and he prophesied. Ezekiel was a priest, and he prophesied. Isaiah was a prophet, and he prophesied. King Saul, when he got upset with David, he prophesied. David prophesied. Nathan prophesied. Many others prophesied because the Spirit of God was upon them. And they weren't used to, you know, this was something, and they knew it was biblical, but now it's happening. Peter said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And this really blew that mind, verse 18. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. See, people look down on people that have a servile job. But now they're prophesying. Verse 19, and I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so it goes on. So they had to deal with all this. It goes right back to Genesis, and that God gave us authority. He said, when he gave man authority, when he said, subdue the earth, that let Adam, that was a clue to let Adam know that something might try to supplant you. So you're going to have to subdue the earth, and you have dominion. So Jesus left us in charge, and we have dominion. And we need to take authority over all the power of the devil, all of it. A lot of people are worried about the Antichrist coming and cutting their head off. Well, if you're a child of God, you have covenant rights. The Antichrist don't, and Satan don't. If you enforce the living will of God, that the Antichrist will have to hide in his hole. He can't arise. And I was wondering how all this was going to transpire. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm not moving you out of his way. I'm moving you out of my way. Jesus did everything he's going to do concerning the Antichrist. He gave us authority to tread on serpents, scorpions, on all the power of the devil. And he gave us if we do what Jesus said, the Antichrist can't raise his head. Paul told Timothy, he that now letteth will let. Now, I wanted to get to this part. Everything that's of God is sanctioned by God. Everything is. Now, he gave us authority, so that means that it's given. We have the authority. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Now, that's a fact. So, if you allow the Antichrist to rise up, he might cut your head off. If you don't deny, because you're not going to deny Jesus, so he'll hate you and he'll have his soldiers try to kill you. But if you take authority over, he can't cut your head off. He can't even rise up. He'll have to stay in his hole. In other words, the protocols of God are you have to enforce it. It's our job to enforce Satan's defeat. Not only in our lives, but just like Jesus did. Jesus laid his life down to give us life. Now, I wanted to show Daniel chapter 2, verse 38. So these are some of the scriptures that I went and looked up in my concordance. This is Daniel talking. He said, Daniel answered this, verse 27. Daniel is interpreting the king of the dream of the king. Verse 26. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Now, Daniel, they call Daniel Belteshazzar because Daniel was a captive. But Daniel did what he walked in his authority. He looked to God, not man. Daniel, verse 7. Daniel answered in the presence of the king, and the secret was, the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, astrologers, musicians, and soothsayers show unto the king? In other words, Daniel said, they can't do this. But then verse 28 says, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, which shall come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets makes known unto thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me, for any wisdom that I have, more than any living. But for their sakes, that shall make known the interpretation of the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. O king, thou sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. The image's head was of fine gold, and his breast as the, and his arms of silver, and his belly and thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron, part of clay. Thou sawest till a stone was cut without hands, which smote the image upon the feet were of iron, that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken into pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Verse 37. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. The God of heaven has given thee a kingdom, power, and strength and glory. See, the Lord has given thee a kingdom. And this Nebuchadnezzar took over the whole world, prophesied by Jeremiah, that if anybody didn't put their neck under his yoke, they would be destroyed or taken slaves. So, verse 38, and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. So, Nebuchadnezzar is the head of gold. All right. After thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. The fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaketh in pieces, that breaketh all these, shall he break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part is clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with mire clay. You know, just a footnote. the feet and toes part of potter's clay and part of iron. So the toes give us balance. So imagine you got a top heavy stature. Gold is heavier than silver. Silver is heavier than brass. Brass is heavier than iron. Iron is heavier, is heavy by itself. And And but the toes and feet, part it's part clay and part iron. So the whole thing is designed to fail. Okay, continue. Verse 42. And the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, and the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with mire clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So that's another mystery for another day, but this is the man. This is the world system. The world system is hard-headed. They're out of the sanction of God. They're not taking their authority. They're not in league with God. They're not doing the things of God. So they're doomed to fail because they are not in league with God. Verse 14. And the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces and consume these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou saw the stone, that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. See, Jesus died for us on Mount Moriah. So he was cut out of the mountain, and he's going to destroy once and for all the kingdoms of hard-headed, rebellious men that refuse to live in their sanctioned place, the image of God. They align themselves to live according to the ways of darkness, the ways of the world. They align themselves with the devil. So everybody that align themselves with the devil are destined to be doomed. They're top heavy, gold, silver, and they love flashy things, brass, iron, then feet, and the toes that should be given balance are weak, being made of iron and miry clay. Partly strong, partly broken, top heavy. Then a stone comes, which is Jesus, and just destroy, and it comes to nothing. So let's look at another one, another sanction. In heaven, because God subdues things, and I keep notice that it's given, something is given by God to perform and finish a specific task. Daniel 5, let's see. Oh, here it is. They saw the writing on the wall. Here it is. And they were having a drunken orgy, basically. All right. Well, I want to read the part. All right. Verse 22. And thou, his son, let me back up. All right. Chapter 5. All right. All right. Daniel chapter 5. Here it is again. Let's start at verse 10. Now Nebuchadnezzar, now King Belshazzar was greatly troubled, and his countenance was changing him, and his lords were astonished. They saw the writing on the wall. Okay. We're going to start at verse 9. I didn't start at the beginning to save time. Okay, verse 10 says, now the queen, by reason of the words of the king, his lord, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of his father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Now they had to go find Daniel. And this is why they had to go find him. I said I wasn't going to read that first part, but the Lord put it on my heart anyway. Let's look at what they were doing. Okay. Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and concubines drank in them. And they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron, wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw part of the hand that wrote. And the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried out to bring the astrologers, Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever reads this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck. And shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. So they batted zero. They couldn't do it. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. They have no covenant. They're in rebellion against God. They're not performing what God designed us to do. The Lord said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. But they aligned themselves with the enemy. So that's when Belshazzar went and got the queen. The queen told him to go and get Daniel. So we're going to go right back down to verse 16. See, and she said, and I have heard of thee that... verse 15. All right. Okay, verse 13. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said to Daniel, art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Judah? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, that light and understanding, excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now, the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. I love that part. When people speak by the Holy Spirit, they dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gifts be to thyself. In other words, keep your presence and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known unto him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty, glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would he slew, whom he would he kept alive, whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. And when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, now notice this part, a little side note, his mind was hardened in pride, not his heart. That's why God was able to help him. When his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like unto the beast of the, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he willed. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee. And thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver, gold, brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, but the God in whose hand thy breath is, in whose are thy, all thy ways hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, many, many, Upharsin. And the interpretation of the thing, many, God has humbled thy kingdom and finished it. See, the Lord subdues all things. People can, you can take your place in the kingdom of God or out of the place of God. But if you choose not to follow God, then just like Belshazzar, he finished it. He finished the kingdom. At this point, his kingdom was over. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and found lacking. Peres, the kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler of the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, slain. See, the word of God is going to stand. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. So, verse 28, thy kingdom perished, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. And that's precisely what happened. And so, when God subdues, he subdues. Everything is given. Matthew 13:11, it said, it is given to know the things of God. Matthew 13. Let's look at that. This is, see, when in ministry, whatever you do, if it's God directed, it has to be God directed for it to work right. And whatever God give you to do, that's what you do. Okay. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. God gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud. So is the knowledge of God. He gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud. And verse 12, whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Therefore, I speak unto them in parables, because seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, in hearing ye shall hear and not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and they have closed their, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. God has a protocol for those, for the living, and a protocol for the dead. In Isaiah, he's referring to Isaiah 6. So, in the whole kingdom of God is set up this way. Now, the protocols of God, you have to receive what he gives you and operate in it, or it won't work right. Sometimes people try to, he set us up to operate just like Jesus. But every time we study Jesus, he's spending time with the Father. He go about doing good. He do what God directs him to do, but he always go back and spend time with his Father. There's no substitute for spending time with Father God. That's where you find out about your sanction, what God gives you to do. You're supposed to do it. He told you to do it. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Okay, how? That's where the Holy Spirit comes in to guide us into all truth. You know, a lot of ministers go out untrained, and they're not ready. In the book of Acts, they went to the prayer room before they went to the field. And in the prayer room, they learned, they spent time learning, seeking the Lord's face. And then the Lord said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. And this is just an example. And I'll close with this. I'm sorry, Acts chapter 13. Okay, Acts 13, 1. I close with this. And now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, such as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now notice something. Saul was noted last. Barnabas was noted first. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, that means all these men did something. But we got Saul's writing because he always went to jail and had to write. Okay, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Now they are sanctioned. Jesus told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel, but they went before the Lord first. And then the Holy Spirit separated them. And when they had fasted and prayed, laid their hands on them and sent them away. Now they are apostles. They're sent. They got a mission. They have a sanction. And see, the Holy Spirit will show you how to do what you got to do, just like he did for Jesus. Now, we're designed to operate just like Jesus did, no different. Jesus showed us how to do this as a man. And as we follow him, we go forward doing all that's in his heart. A lot of times people they're trying to live a good life, be blessed, and be healed, and be prosperous as a parishioner, as somebody that goes to church, but not as Jesus. Now, this is what I'm trying to say, and I'm going to close with this. The Lord designed us to do no different than Jesus. He designed us to operate just like Jesus. We're not supposed to just get healed in our body. We're supposed to receive healing. And that's the protocol of God too. We're supposed to be healed. We're supposed to receive the same healing that Jesus gave to others. But also, we're supposed to become the healer. Not just the preachers. Not just the preachers' wives. But every child of God is designed, even the children are designed to do what Jesus did. Why would God pour out of his spirit on sons and daughters and servants and handmaidens, and they just go to church and let the preacher lay hands on them as if they can't do it themselves? Now, that doesn't make sense. Something greater is happening. God set us up to operate according to all the protocols of Jesus. He gave us 9 fruits of the Spirit and 9 gifts of the Spirit. Don't forget these things. And learn of God by the Holy Spirit and walk in your covenant authority. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.